Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Top leaders campaign for the party candidates and alliance for remaining phases of Lok Sabha elections. All 15 trapped officials of Hindustan Copper Limited rescued from Rajasthan mine. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says Chabahar port will benefit entire region and a narrow view should not be taken of it. Singapore's deputy leader Lawrence Yong to be sworn in as the fourth Prime Minister today. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals to take on Punjab Kings in Guwahati this evening. Top leaders are campaigning for the party candidates and alliance for the 5th, 6th and 7th phases of Lok Sabha elections today. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will campaign in Maharashtra today. Mr. Modi will address election rallies in Dindori and Kalyan. He will also hold a roadshow in Mumbai this evening. We have a report.
In Dindori, Prime Minister will be canvassing in favour of Union Minister and BJP candidate Dr. Bharti Praveen Pawar, who is contesting against NCP-SP candidate Bhaskar Bhagre. Later, he will address a campaign rally in Kalyan Lok Sabha constituency where Chief Minister Eknath Shinde's son and two-term MP Shrikant Shinde is contesting. In the evening, Shri Modi will hold a roadshow in Mumbai. Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, Deputy Chief Ministers Devendra Fadnavis and Ajit Pawar and City BJP Chief Ashish Shela will accompany him in the roadshow. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah has asserted that the Bharatiya Janata Party BJP government is committed to taking back Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir and will not be deterred by Pakistan. Addressing a rally at Hooghly in West Bengal, Mr. Shah said, "People of POJK are protesting and demanding freedom from Pakistan."
हमारे कश्मीर में हड़तालें पड़ती थी. आज मोदी जी का प्रभाव देखिए. कश्मीर के भारत के हिस्से में हड़ताल नहीं होती है, पाक ऑक्यूपाई कश्मीर में हड़ताल होती है. पहले नारे आजादी के यहां लगते थे, अब पाक ऑक्यूपाई कश्मीर में आजादी के नारे लग.
On the increase in tourism activity in the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, the Home Minister said 2 crore tourists came to Kashmir and created a new record. Speaking about the abrogation of Article 370, Mr. Shah said, "Mamata Didi, Congress, the syndicate used to ask us not to remove Article 370. In Odisha, the electioneering is heating up for the upcoming phases of Lok Sabha and Assembly elections. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah and senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi are scheduled to address a number of poll rallies and roadshows in support of the respective party candidates in the state today. Senior leaders and star campaigners of different political parties are campaigning in Uttar Pradesh today. The battleground of election campaign is shifted to Purvanchal and Bundelkhand region. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of the state Yogi Adityanath today addressed a rally in Hamirpur constituency and said that earlier governments of BSP and SP were promoting corruption and Mafia Raj and the region became infamous for illegal mining. But once BJP government came into power, there is no issue of corruption and law and order. Bahujan Samaj Party Supremo Mayawati will address political rally in Atarra area of Banda constituency, which falls in Bundelkhand region. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will address a political rally in Gansari assembly seat of Balrampur district, where by-election will be held in the sixth phase. Senior BJP leader and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will campaign for BJP candidate and Union Minister Kaushal Kishore, who is contesting from Mohanlal Ganj constituency. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Chief Minister of Himachal Pradesh Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu and Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi will campaign in Rai Bareilly today for Rahul Gandhi. In Uttar Pradesh, INDI Alliance parties held a joint press conference in the state capital, Lucknow today. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge and Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav along with all the prominent leaders of both the parties were present. Congress President said that the 2024 elections are very important to save the constitution and democracy. Mr. Kharge alleged that despite education, the youth are not getting jobs. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav said that it is in his party's vision document and also in the manifesto of INDI Alliance that if they come to power, all the vacant government posts will be filled and the jobs will be given to educated youth. In the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections, voting will be held on 14 seats of Uttar Pradesh on May 20th. This also includes Lucknow Lok Sabha seat, which is one of the famous seats of the country. The BJP, which has been winning this seat for the last 8 elections, has made current MP and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh his candidate for the third time. SP has fielded Lucknow Central MLA Ravidas Mehrotra from the India Alliance on this seat. The Bahujan Samaj Party has made Sarwar Malik as its candidate. Apart from this, 7 other candidates are also trying their luck on this seat. In a series of Lok Sabha constituency profile, today we bring you a report on Lucknow seat.
There are a total of 39,33,017 voters in this parliamentary constituency. These include 20,82,888 male voters, 18,49,960 female voters and 169 third gender voters. Congress has won the Lucknow seat 6 times and BJP has won 8 times. Vijay Lakshmi Pandit, sister of the country's first Prime Minister Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru, became the first MP from the high profile seat. Apart from this, former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee was a 5-time MP from Lucknow seat. In 2019, BJP's Rajnath Singh became MP from this seat by defeating SP candidate Poonam Sinha. In this election, BJP candidate Rajnath Singh got 6,33,026 votes. SP candidate Poonam Sinha, who came second in the election, had received 2,85,724 votes. Earlier in the 2014 general elections, Rajnath Singh had defeated Rita Bahuguna Joshi of Congress by 2,72,749 votes. In both the last elections, Rajnath Singh received more than 50% of the votes. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
In Chandigarh parliamentary constituency, 27 candidates have emerged to contest in the upcoming elections after the completion of nomination process. A spokesman of Chandigarh electoral office said that among 27 candidates, 5 candidates hailed from national parties, 17 are independent candidates and 5 from registered unrecognized parties, reflecting the plurality of voices in a democratic process. The scrutiny of nominations will take place today. Candidates can withdraw the nominations till 3 p.m. on Friday.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Delhi BJP women workers today staged a protest in the national capital over the issue of alleged misbehavior with Aam Aadmi Party Rajya Sabha MP Swati Maliwal at Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's residence. Displaying placards, the BJP women workers raised slogans against him. They also demanded resignation of Mr. Kejriwal, accusing him of being anti-women. Talking to media, Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdeva said, former chairperson of Delhi Commission for Women Swati Maliwal, who continuously talked about the security of women, is herself not safe. He said Delhi Chief Minister is silent over the issue. All 15 Hindustan Copper Limited officials who had been trapped in a mine in Nimka Thana district since last night were taken out today, with one of them is feared dead. Nimka Thana collector Sharad Mehra said 14 rescued were sent to SMS hospital in Jaipur for treatment and one was taken to a company hospital for examination as he is feared dead. 15 personnel of the public sector company got trapped in a mine when a cage used to carry the personnel fell down after a rope broke. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. External Affairs Minister Jaishankar has said that the Chabahar port will benefit the entire region and a narrow view should not be taken of it. Speaking at a program in Kolkata last night, Dr. Jaishankar said that in the past, even the US has been appreciative of the fact that the Chabahar port has a larger relevance. India on Monday signed a 10-year contract to operate the strategic Iranian port of Chabahar that will help New Delhi expand trade with Central Asia. US has warned that any country having business dealings with Iran runs the potential risk of sanctions. India has expressed grief over the demise of Security Coordination Officer in the UN Department of Safety and Security in Gaza, Colonel Vaibhav Anil Kale. The External Affairs Ministry said permanent mission of India to the UN in New York and Indian missions in Tel Aviv and Ramallah are extending all assistance in the repatriation of mortal remains. The ministry said it is continuously in touch with the relevant authorities regarding the investigation into the incident. Colonel Vaibhav Anil Kale lost his life in Gaza on Monday. Sri Lanka is in discussion with India to establish an arms manufacturing unit in the island nation. Sri Lanka's State Defence Minister Premitha Bandara Tenakun has said that Sri Lankan military is already into arms manufacturing, but the scale is not what it expects it to be. While speaking to media persons today, the minister noted that the Indian defence manufacturing arm has boomed in the last 2 decades and added that the island nation can take a lot from the Indian model. Singapore's deputy leader Lawrence Yong is set to be sworn in as the nation's fourth prime minister today. 51-year-old US-trained economist Mr. Yong will succeed 72-year-old Lee Hsien Loong, who stepped down after 2 decades at the helm. Lee's resignation marked the end of a family dynasty led by his father Lee Kuan Yew, Singapore's charismatic first leader, who built the colonial trading outpost into a business-friendly affluent country during 31 years in office. Canadian author Alice Munro and Nobel laureate passed away at a home in Ontario at the age of 92 on Monday. She wrote short stories for more than 60 years, often focusing on life in rural Canada. The Indian Air Force has tested Vishma Cube, the state-of-the-art indigenous mobile hospital for airdrop in Agra. Union Health Minister Mansukh Mandavia said this innovative technology is a great leap forward in providing rapid and comprehensive medical aid during emergencies anywhere. This cube is a part of the broader initiative named Project Vishma, Bharat Health Initiative for Sayog, Hita and Maitri. Electronics and IT Secretary S. Krishnan today said that the 6G technology has the potential to strengthen the nation's digital economy and enhance productivity. Addressing the Bharat 6G 2024 conference in New Delhi, Mr. Krishnan said the growth in 6G technology can have the same impact as the first industrial revolution. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals will take on Punjab Kings in Guwahati today. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Rajasthan, presently on second position with 16 points in the pocket, will be aiming to secure a spot in the top 4 with a victory. Punjab Kings has already been eliminated from the playoffs. Yesterday, Delhi Capitals defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 19 runs at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi. With this win, Delhi jumped to the 5th spot, ending the season with 7 wins, 7 losses and 14 points, while Lucknow dropped to 7th position with 6 wins, 7 losses and 12 points. The playoff chances of both teams are dependent on the remaining fixtures of other franchises. Kolkata Knight Riders topped the tally with 19 points. India Meteorological Department has forecast fresh spell of heat wave to start over northwest India from tomorrow, including Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana till the 18th of this month. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Top leaders campaign for the party candidates and alliance for remaining phases of Lok Sabha elections. All 15 trapped officials of Hindustan Copper Limited rescued from Rajasthan mine. External Affairs Minister Jaishankar says Chabahar port will benefit entire region and a narrow view should not be taken of it. Singapore's deputy leader Lawrence Yong to be sworn in as the fourth prime minister today. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals to take on Punjab Kings in Guwahati this evening. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.com and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the midday news.